Blessed Sabbath morning, dear Remnant family. Now we have come to the time to begin our Children's Sabbath School lesson, number 28. And at this moment, we would like to welcome all the dear families in the room, and especially those on the phone. Welcome. We hope and pray that you will be blessed today. At this moment, we would like to please ask a request for any one of the dear family, little boys or girls or mommies and daddy that would like to have opening prayer. Will you please come up to the mic?
Merciful Father, we thank you for this Sabbath, this wonderful Sabbath that you have given us. We pray that you illuminate our minds with all the teachings and that you illuminate the little ones' minds that they may grow up into the image of your Son. We thank you again, Father, for this blessed day. And Christopher, did you want to add anything?
I love you, Father.
Yes, we do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The scripture in the highlight today will be 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. This week, boys and girls, we will be learning about a knowledge of God. If any one of the dear family would like to take any of the following verses, please come up to the bubble.
Psalms 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. John 6:45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. 2 Corinthians 4:8. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Amen. Now let's continue in Steps to Christ, chapter 10, pages 85 to 87. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, please come up to the mic.
Many are the ways in which God is seeking to make himself known to us and bring us into communion with him. Nature speaks to our senses without ceasing. The open heart will be impressed with the love and glory of God as revealed through the works of his hands. The listening ear can hear and understand the communications of God through the things of nature, the green fields, the lofty trees, the buds and the flowers, the passing cloud, the falling rain, the babbling brook, the glories of the heavens speak to our hearts and invite us to become acquainted with him who made them all.
Steps to Christ, page 85.2 says, our Savior bound up his precious lessons for the things of nature, the trees, the birds, the flowers of the valleys, the hills, the lakes, and the beautiful heavens, as well as the incidents and surroundings of daily life, were all linked with the words of truth, that his lessons might thus be often recalled to mind, even amid the busy cares of man's life, toil.
Steps to Christ.
Steps to Christ.
Page 85.
Page 85.
Paragraph 3.
Paragraph 3.
God would have.
God would have.
His children appreciate.
His children appreciate.
His works.
His works
and delight,
and delight
in the simple,
in the simple
quiet
beauty
with which
he has adorned He has adorned
our earthly home.
Our earthly home.
He is a lover of the beautiful.
He is a lover of the beautiful.
And above all that is outwardly.
And above all that is outwardly.
Attractive. He loves beauty.
He loves beauty.
Of character. He would have us cultivate. Purity. And simplicity. The quiet graces.
Of the flowers.
Amen.
If we will but listen, God's created works will teach us precious lessons of obedience and trust. From the stars that in their trackless courses through space follow from age to age their appointed path down to the minutest atom, the things of nature obey the Creator's will. And God cares for everything and sustains everything that He has created. From Steps to Christ, page 85, paragraph 4.
Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones, mommies and daddies. Now, we have a question, boys and girls. What will happen if we listen to God's created works through nature? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is it will teach us precious lessons of obedience and truth.
Steps to Christ, page 85, paragraph 4. He who upholds the unnumbered worlds throughout immensity at the same time cares for the wants of the little brown sparrow that sings its humble song without fear. When men go forth to their daily toil, as when they engage in prayer, when they lie down at night and when they rise in the morning, when the rich man feasts in his palace, or when the poor man gathers his children about the scanty board, each is tenderly watched by the Heavenly Father. No tears are shed that God does not notice. There is no smile that He does not mark.
Steps to Christ, page 86, paragraph 1. If we would but fully believe this, all undue anxieties would be dismissed. Our lives would not be so filled with disappointment as now, for everything, whether great or small, would be left in the hands of God, who is not perplexed by the multiplicity of cares, or overwhelmed by their weight. We should then enjoy a rest of soul to which many have long been strangers.
Praise the Lord. Now, boys and girls, we have another question. How deeply does our Heavenly Father watch over His children? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
Our Heavenly Father.
Watches that no tears are shed, and there is no smile that he does not mark.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing this beautiful hymn together, dear one. Lord. We'll be continuing from Step to Christ, page 86, second paragraph. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, please come up to the mic.
Steps to Christ, page 86.2. As your senses delight in the attractive loveliness of the earth, think of the world that is to come, that shall never know the blight of sin and death, where the face of nature will no more wear the shadow of the curse. Let your imagination picture the home of the saved, and remember that it will be more glorious than your brightest imagination can portray. In the varied gifts of God and nature, we see but the faintest gleaming of His glory. It is written, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Steps to Christ, page 87, in paragraph 1. The poet and the naturalist have many things to say about nature, but it is the Christian who enjoys the beauty of the earth with the highest appreciation. Because he recognizes his Father's handiwork and perceives His love in flower and shrub and tree, no one can fully appreciate the significance of hill and vale, river and sea, who does not look upon them as an expression of God's love to man.
Praise the Lord. Now we have the last question, boys and girls. Who enjoys the beauty of the earth with the highest appreciation? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The Christians, because they recognize their Father's handiwork and perceive His love through nature's flowers and shrubs and trees.
Are the one that truly enjoys and appreciates the Heavenly Father's created work in nature. Now that we have come to the ending of our study, we will continue on chapter 10, part 2, the knowledge of God, next week. So at this moment, we would like to ask any one of the dear little ones, mommies and daddies, that would like to do closing prayer. Would you please come up to the mic?
Our Father, thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day and make us be able to always understand right from wrong. Forgive everyone if they did something wrong, either in the past or in the present. Let us be able to always be able to keep others in prayer and Amid his shambles, his father-in-law gets better from his sickness. And let us be able to always be able to stay close to you and to help others do the same. Don't let us be able to to perish, and let us be able to be love and kindness and always be able to show everyone who you are, so that way they can change to you before their turn into the devil's works. This is my friend, Jesus, honey. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, as we will continue on the knowledge of God, part 2, and that will be on Sabbath, June the 27th. Now, at this moment, we would like to let the children know that they will be having activities that they can be able to continue the Sabbath school lesson, and I hope and pray that it will be a blessing to them, and they will be familiar with some of the words in the chapter. And then you have a blessed rest of the day, dear family, and those that are on the phone. Thank you for being here, and we hope and pray that you were blessed as well as we were. And we would like to thank all the brethren that participated in putting all of these beautiful projects together for the blessing of God's inheritance. And you have a blessed rest of the day. God bless. Until next week, by God's grace.